beaks or flower shapes? Which came first?
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the editors of Creation Magazine. Well, Ken, what's so important about which came first, the shape of a bird's beak or the shape of a flower?
Well, a recent article in the journal Science attempted to explain which came first, the shape of the hummingbird's beak or the shape of the flowers. Flowers, of course, provide them with nectar. Now, in the Caribbean island of St. Lucia, scientists believe the flower shape evolved first and then the shape of the hummingbird's beak after that. But on the neighboring island of Dominica, they believe the hummingbird's beak evolved first and then the shape of the flower. As one scientist said, we can't really say which came first. You know, they're confused because they're starting with the wrong assumption that evolution's true. But when we turn to Genesis chapter 1, we see that God, in his infinite wisdom, designed some plants with long, slender flowers. Now, this was on day 3. On day 5, he created all of the birds of the air, including hummingbirds, with their long, slender beak to drink nectar from the flowers created just 2 days earlier. Starting with the conviction that the Bible's true makes the answer easy. God designed the flowers and the hummingbirds, just as the evidence clearly shows.
If God created all plant life and animal life, what about extraterrestrial life? Ken Ham presents the answer in his free witnessing booklet, available on our radio website, answersradio.com. Next time you're on the internet, log on to answersradio.com.